Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained what the politicians, bureaucrats, and the media are not telling the public about the Supreme Court's recent decision in South Dakota versus Mayfair. The issue of whether out-of-state sellers with no presence in Michigan can be forced to collect Michigan sales taxes on sales to state residents has been remanded to the lower court to decide whether this is constitutional. Even though it is not yet settled whether it will be legal to force remote sellers to collect such sales taxes from Michigan residents, the Michigan Treasury will begin enforcing these tax collections October 1st and projects it will collect an extra $200 million in the first 12 months. But even if this turns out to be legal, I'm afraid the actual tax collections will fall far short of that amount. First, large retailers such as the defendants in this court case, Mayfair, Overstock.com, and Amazon, already collect and remit remote sales taxes that apply to Michigan and every other state that has sales taxes except for South Dakota. Therefore, the Michigan Treasury already collects most of these taxes, so the incremental increase in tax collections will not be that large. Second, you will have to factor in the decrease in sales made by Michigan businesses to out-of-state residents who will instead switch to foreign sellers who don't charge sales tax, which will reduce business profits. Third, the increased compliance costs of having to register and file sales tax reports in possibly dozens of states that collectively impose more than 4,000 different sales tax rates, not to mention differing sales tax exemptions from state to state, will reduce profitability of Michigan businesses, so they will owe fewer income taxes to the Michigan Treasury. Fourth, when these states increase consumer prices and drive down the standard of living across America, people will reduce how much they are spending. This will mean lower sales tax collections nationwide. State government actions because of the South Dakota versus Mayfair Supreme Court decision, in my judgment, will end up being neutral to negative for state treasuries. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.